Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
Welcome once again to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, MJ Crowder.
Kent Blanford.
Yep, me again.
You again. You know, Jim, this happens. This happens every time Jim is out, it seems. It seems he gets caught because you and I end up doing five or six shows together, and it seems like he's out for like a month, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a terrible thing because, you know, to be honest, to show you folks, you know, kind of behind the curtain of radio, we will do three or four Faith in Actions in a day, and then those will be strung out over the next month, next 2 months maybe. And, you know, for the most part, it sounds like, you know, okay, I'm sitting in for Jim this week, and I'm sitting in for Jim again, and I'm sitting in for Jim again. He was only gone one day.
But it seems like he's been gone for a month.
It sounds like he doesn't work here anymore or something. And you know, it's like, no, he took a day off.
I mean, but it happened to be the wrong day to take off.
Poor guy deserves it. I mean, you know, we'll let him take a day off now and then because he's got to get his rest because, you know, coming up in September, we've got the big Catholic Radio Indy dinner coming
up again. Good segue, Kent. Good segue. Yeah, we do. And listeners, we've been talking about it, and we will continue to talk about it for the next few weeks because this is the hot time for us to start gathering things for our silent auction. And if you have been to our dinner, it is, for me, one of the most enjoyable parts of the dinner, not only walking around with a glass of wine in your hand and chatting with people who seem to come every year. It's like a reunion of sorts. But there's also several tables worth of just interesting items, from $10 items all the way up to $200. And sometimes beyond if you want to go for a week in Cancun or something like that. But we really depend on you listeners. If you own a small jewelry store, we actually have a listener who has donated a piece of jewelry just about every year. And I don't know whether she gets it, whether she orders it on eBay and puts it on the table. I always am interested. There are people who donate statues or rosaries or grottos or pieces of artwork. Be creative. If there's something that you do or something that you have that you would like to donate, give us a call, 317-870-8400. And Kent, a month or so ago, we were chatting with someone who heard us say this. It was the first call out I think we had in early May. And he said he happened to have four, I think, box seats or so, 50-yard or 40-yard line tickets to the Colts that he offered us. It was one of the first things we got for the silent auction back there.
Well, I know for the fact, if I walk past our little kitchen area back here in the station, there are at least two baskets sitting back there already.
See?
Where people have already dropped things off for us. So those will be sitting there, and, you know, we just need to make sure we keep all our hands out of them. But because they are very attractive little baskets, and, you know, we'll just make sure they're still there. But, you know, it's one of those situations where we need your help with this. So if there's something you can contribute, something that you want to help us out with, by all means, give us a call, 317-870-8400.
Our guest today on Faith in Action is Bill Paradise, and he wrote a book called Cancer, You, and God. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, MJ, for having me on the program.
What a great name.
Well, thank you.
Bill Paradise. Right. I mean, that's great.
Been living with it all my life.
I love it. I love it. I mean, it's easy to pronounce. It's easy to write. I mean, you can't mess it up too much.
Easy to remember.
Easy to remember. Yeah, you're right. I mean, every time someone asks me, Bill Paradise, that was easy. Okay, so first tell us a little bit about you before we talk about the book. So tell us what side of town you live on, what parish, your wife, family, grandkids.
Yes. Well, I'll start at the very beginning. I was born in Detroit. My wife, Bernie, was born in Rochester, New York. When we got married, we lived in Washington, D.C. for a couple of years and then moved here in 1972. Our realtor told us about St. Thomas Aquinas Parish, said, you need to go to this church. So we've been there ever since.
Oh, my.
Bernie was actually principal there for 12 years and finished up her career working for the Office of Catholic Education, part of the Archdiocese here in Indianapolis. And I spent most of my career in the health insurance business. And we actually both retired on the same day in 2006.
Oh, my goodness.
We have three children and three adult children and four grandchildren.
Three adult children, four. You are blessed. You are blessed. Four
definitely.
Grandchildren. God bless you.
Definitely.
Okay, so you wrote a book.
Yes.
You wrote a book, Cancer, God, and You. And I remember seeing this on Barb Brinkman's desk. And it caught my eye right away. And of course, she's kind of dealing with that personally in her life right now.
Yes,
her,
she is.
Her husband and her family are dealing with that right now. But I remember as I saw it, she offered it to me and she said, "You'll read. It's a quick read. You'll read it in 2 hours." And I liked it because the print, it's a little bit larger than teeny, teeny print. And it took me more than a couple hours, but it didn't take me a full day. I think I spread it out over 2 or 3 days and
yes.
probably maybe 6 hours at the most, 5 or 6 hours to read it.
Right.
And that's because I picked it up, put it down, picked it up, put it down. But what prompted you to write the book to begin with?
That's a great question. I get asked that. First of all, I thought there was a real need for this book amongst people who are hit with cancer. Be they a patient themselves or a loved one of a patient. Very often we have, people have very strong reactions to a cancer diagnosis. Shock, disbelief, fear, anger, lots of times anger with God, and certainly lots of why me type questions. And so I thought there was a need to help those folks and actually need to help people who are already persons of faith, but also people who don't have much of a faith experience or maybe none at all. Both of those types of people, if you want to call them that, I think can benefit from a book like this.
You know, as listeners, I have to tell you this, and actually to you, Bill, I don't know where you got this quote, but it's pretty early in the book, and it might even be one of the very, it might be at the very beginning before you even, yeah, it's right after the introduction. But for me, this book was a nugget, was just a gem. And I picked it up several times when I had it, and I read it to people, my kids, my husband, friends, and I thought, this to me encapsulates this book. This to me is a perfect way to start this book. And I'd like you to tell me a little bit about where you found it. But listeners, I just want to read this for you. And it's one of the very first quotes in the book. It says, "When someone survives an accident or gets a negative biopsy report, we sigh in relief and say, 'God is good.' We're right to give heartfelt thanks. But God remains just as good if the person dies or the biopsy report brings bad news. God is good even when we can't see it." And that's by Randy Alcorn. And I read that and I thought, yeah.
Isn't that a great quote?
It's really a great quote. Where did you come? Because I thought that is a perfect way. You must have been praying to the Holy Spirit saying, "God, give me the right thing to start," because that's a wonderful way to start the book.
You know, it's so amazing, MJ. I think the Lord really helped me write this book, and that quote is a great example. I just happened to be strolling through a bookstore one day, and I just looked on a shelf, and this book, I'll tell you the title of it in a second, just seemed to jump out at me, almost to leap in my arms. And it was a book by Randy Alcorn, who is a pastor out west. The title of it is If God is Good, Faith in the Midst of Suffering and Evil. And Randy just does a wonderful job of talking about very serious life issues and the trials that people go through. And, you know, everybody, when they're faced with a super crisis, they lots of times ask, "God, why are you doing this to me?" And he addresses those kinds of issues throughout the book. It really is a marvelous read, and it was a big help to me. I quote him several times throughout the book,
yes,
as you know.
Yes, you do. You know, I also, another part of the book that I thought was kind of interesting, and we'll talk a little bit about how it's arranged and how it's kind of divided up, which I thought was neat also.
Sure.
But in a part of the book, and I don't know if it's in the back or if it's a part of the book, but you say, when I first started writing this book, I didn't have cancer. And I thought, oh my goodness. okay, so you came kind of from a point of view that it's a book that needs, that people need to read.
Right.
And it's interesting because in the book, you don't really come across as a heavy-handed Catholic, you know. You don't really come across that way. And neither do the stories of the people that you highlight in the book.
Correct. As you said, we'll get into the organization of the book in a little bit. But in part one, there are 21 stories. 12 of those people happen to be Catholic. The other 9 are not. But I really wrote the book for more than just a Catholic audience. I wrote it for everyone, including, as I said a few minutes ago, people who have very little or no faith experience. I think in a crisis like cancer, we all need to find God because he can be the source of so much hope and strength when we are going through those crises.
Amen. Amen. You do mention in there somewhere that, and maybe this was, I think, even talking with a health professional about the people who do best. And I have read this before, but it was kind of interesting. It's almost anecdotal, I think, that people who seem to do the best or respond the best are those people who have a couple things. And one is a great support system. And the other, interestingly enough, is people who have great faith.
Yes.
Or prayer life.
Right. Two of the interviewees were, one was an oncologist, one is an oncology nurse. And both of them, I asked that question of both of them. Generally speaking, do people of faith do better with their cancer than people who don't have faith? And they both answered yes. They both said that people of faith feel that they're in the hands of God, and they know they're not in control, but that's okay. And they're more accepting of whether they're on a cure path or remission or an end-of-life path. They seem to be more accepting of that. The oncology nurse, who gets very, very close to the situations that her patients are in, said that people of faith there who are on a healing path, their bodies seem better able to heal. And she's just drawing on 12 years of experience, really, in saying that.
Sure. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, we're chatting with Bill Paradise, and he wrote a book, Cancer, You, and God. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the book and kind of how it's laid out after the break. We'll be right back.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
Catholic Radio, changing hearts and minds.
I'm Greek Orthodox and I'm moral and I follow all the rules and everything, mm-hmm. but I wasn't, say, religious. So mm-hmm. I started to listen to your radio station. There was something that happened. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm going to make donations to the local station to help.
You can help keep Catholic Radio Indy on the air by making a donation at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Before the sun rises, and long after it sets, while you're waiting in traffic or winding down from your day, when you need us, we're here. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Bill Paradise. I love saying that name. It's kind of hopeful. You cannot say that name without a smile on your face, right? He wrote a book, Cancer, You, and God. We talked a little bit, kind of laid the groundwork for it in the first half. And I have to tell you, Bill, I don't do many shows on books. I only do a few because I kind of have this self-imposed rule that every book that or author that we interview, I've read the book. So because I am stingy with my time, but I do read every book of every author that we have on. And this was an easy one. It was, listeners, it took me just a few hours, really, And I could have done it probably in 3 or 4 hours sitting in one sitting. But it was kind of nice to pick up and put down and pick up and put down because of the way you had it laid out.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. The book is divided into three parts. Part one, in that there are 21 stories, interview-based stories, 15 patients, two surviving spouses, the parents of a four-year-old, and one oncologist, one oncology nurse, and a critical care physician. And those stories are all short, but I love them all. They're very powerful. You know, it's interesting. The book throughout, and I'll get to part two in a second, but the book throughout has certainly suffering in it. Some of the patients since they were interviewed have actually passed away, passed on to our next life, as I like to say. But overall, and I think you'd agree with this, MJ, the book is a positive, uplifting reading experience. Part two has 51 topics, offering advice and help to patients and loved ones. There are a number of topics on suffering, you know, what's God's role in our cancer, and also topics on trust. There are 10 of the 51 topics aimed at folks who have little faith experience, helping them to bridge the gap, to get in touch with God in their daily lives. Four of the topics actually deal with the very existence of God. And somebody said, well, why do you have that in a book like this? Well, very often a cancer patient's suffering can be so intense and so prolonged that they begin to doubt the existence of God. And so I thought, hey, these folks, maybe more than any others, need some real help. And so hopefully those four topics will help them. All of those topics are very brief, as are the stories. The book is about 180 pages long, and as you know, it's printed in larger than usual type, because I believe that a lot of people who are reading it are either going to be very ill as patients or very stressed as loved ones.
You know, it's interesting, and listeners, if you're just now tuning in, we're chatting with Bill Paradise, and he wrote a book, Cancer, You and God, an easy read. At first, when I was shown this book, I thought, gee, you're limiting your audience, Bill, because it's cancer, you and God. And the person who gave it to me, Barb said, well, I don't know. I don't know that. I mean, I don't think that's an appropriate criticism because anybody could read this book. Well, so I took it and with a little bit of a jaundiced eye thinking, gosh, this should be suffering, you and God, right? But really, this book could be your audience, I think, is not only everyone out there, because you could say that you could ask the question, and I understand you do sometimes when you give talks, who has been touched by, and fill in the blank, cancer. So if you say who has been touched by cancer, I don't think there's anybody in our listening audience who cannot answer positively.
I think the bigger question there would be who hasn't.
Exactly. Who hasn't? Cancer. Exactly. So if you ask that, who hasn't been touched by cancer? And I think almost everybody has. But the reason that this book I thought to touched me was because what I saw was the bigger picture of suffering and faith, and either the lack of it or the help of it, and how they're suffering, how they dealt with their specific situation. And many of these stories, as you said, these people, some of the people come from no faith background at all. Some have a marginal or limited, not all are Catholic. The stories were very interesting because you even have one person in there who I think resonates with a nice portion of our audience also, someone who is diagnosed and decided to do nothing.
Yes. That was Jim, who was diagnosed with lung cancer at the age of 86. Mm-hmm. Jim is a Catholic, had a very strong faith, and he wasn't surprised by diagnosis. He had been a heavy smoker for 65 years. He's a former Marine and actually a Wall Street stockbroker. And he says, if I had been a good deal younger, I'm sure I would have chosen to do something, chemo or surgery, radiation, and so on. But he said, at my age, I just decided to ride it out. And he did, in great peace. His family was a great support to him, and he was very contented to do just that. He's one of the five people who have passed on to our next life since I interviewed him. But a great story and a very, very calming presence to Jim when I interviewed him.
You know, I found as I read this book that, as I mentioned earlier, that it doesn't have to be cancer. It was a particular trial that entered these people's lives. And as you said, they had so many different reactions, some from anger, resentment, surprise, shock, denial, to acceptance and peace. And I really enjoyed reading because I think we can learn from, we all have sufferings and trial. Everybody, we're not going to escape this life without it.
Absolutely.
Everybody has it. So depending on the degree or where it hits you in your life or what time it hits you in your life, I stand by anybody could read this book. Anybody
yes.
could read this book. And I think anybody could glean nuggets, pearls, if you will, from this book, because it's really not, although you focus on cancer, it's really about the struggle. You really talk about coming out on the other side.
That's very true. There are a lot of life lessons in the book, I guess, and many of them coming from the 21 stories. I happened to get a very nice email from a person yesterday. He had the book, he's read it, and he was very thankful for it. His wife is an Alzheimer's patient, and he said, you know, certainly Alzheimer's is not cancer, but he said this book was very, very helpful to me as a spouse of somebody who has cancer. So to your point, yes, I think people in a lot of different situations can benefit from the book.
You do have a section in the book which I found very interesting, and that is it's kind of like advice from the people who have been affected or the caregivers, and it's kind of suggestions, if you will, for the next person or advice for it. And I thought that was most interesting.
Yeah, that's part three of the book, actually. It's a brief part, but what I did, part one, the stories are just filled with what I call takeaways, advice, coping strategies, and so on. And I thought, you know, as a person's cancer journey moves around along, they may read this book at a certain point in time, and 3 or 4 months later, their cancer has moved on, and they may want to recall a point that was particularly helpful to them, a piece of advice, a coping strategy, and without having to go back through all the stories, even though they are brief, without having to go back through all of them, why not just pull out those pieces of advice and coping strategies and list them along with the name of the person who stated them and put them in the back of the book in part three. So that's what that is. And hopefully people will find that a ready access to some of the things that helped them when they first read the book. Some of those strategies, by the way, are definitely involve other people in your cancer journey. Try to keep normalcy in your life to the extent that you can. Stay involved with family activities. If you're working and able to continue to go to work, by all means do that. Stay in touch with friends. One piece of advice from which I thought was very powerful, is from a 47-year-old research scientist who was diagnosed with cancer kidney. He has survived. His piece of advice, a coping strategy, at the end of his brief story was, don't be afraid to be alone with your thoughts. Don't be afraid of the silence. That's when God comes to you. I just love that. But other people caution against loss of control. That's something that cancer patients need to be aware of. Some people benefited from a driving thought. One person, you'll recall, a single mom with very young kids. Her driving thought throughout her cancer journey was she wanted to survive for her kids and see them through their various life stages. And today she's doing well. She's in remission. She's doing well.
Great stories. These were all great stories. I know I love stories. I love hearing stories. I did particularly enjoy the fact that all of your stories were told in just a few pages. Some of them a page and a half. Some of them, I don't think anybody was more than 3 pages.
Correct.
It was a page and a half to 2 pages, and maybe 3 at the very far end. And I loved that because you kind of you had the brevity of being able to tell the story in,
yes.
in a short little period of time, and then you went on to the next one. So very enjoyable. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Bill Paradise, and he wrote a book, Cancer, You and God, and we are just about out of time, Bill. I don't know if you can get the book on Amazon or eBay or where you can get it, but maybe you would share that with our listeners. And
sure.
Then I'll cede the last minute or so to you.
Yes. Well, the book is available on Amazon, both in paperback and Kindle versions. The paperback price is $10. The Kindle is $8. You can also walk into most bookstores, like a Barnes & Noble, and order. It's not on the shelves there, but you can order it. And so it's readily accessible. I think it can make a great gift and be a great help to anyone who's been diagnosed with cancer or to a loved one, and even to somebody who has lost a patient to cancer, because there are a couple of surviving spouse stories in there, which I think are very, very helpful as well. And it's interesting, I just one last piece of testimony about the book, I guess. I got a call recently from a nurse who is battling pancreatic cancer. She was given a copy of the book, and like you, she read it in just a couple of hours, and she was very kind. She said, you know, lots of people have recommended books to me and given me books, and she said, this one has by far been the most helpful.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. And I honestly think that it could be read by anyone dealing with a chronic illness of any sort, terminal or chronic, because there are lots of great coping strategies in there.
Yes.
And it does point, you do wrap it up beautifully, and it does point back to a great peace and offer a great offering of peace, if you will, in dealing with it spiritually. I like that you begin and end with that. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Well,
Bill
thank
Paradise.
You. Thank you.
Cancer, You and God. God bless you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.